Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this morning as we greet all the listeners of Radio Pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Few weeks ago in the month of June, it was a youth month in South Africa. Now, let us not forget, good, as parents, we owe our children something. As we make sure that we don't miss our monthly bills and tariff, let it be the same when it comes to our young ones. Manja, the title of our message this morning is, we owe it to our children. Our given mandate and a task according to the word of God is that as mothers, we are teachers. And the fathers, their mandate is to be instructors. They give instruction. Reading the book of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 20, it says, my son, keep your father's commandments and do not forsake your mother's teaching. Mind you, this verse of scripture, it provokes the young ones to duty. They are expected and are required, number one, to be keepers of their father's command. Number two, just like Jesus Christ, who kept the commandments of God. Number two, it says, do not forsake your mother's teaching. Manje, now they have a duty, they need not to neglect or to abandon their mother's teachings. But as parents, as you are doing that task as teachers, ngithanda ukuthi nababa besayenza itask yabo as instructors, let us not be naive to understand and to know that sometimes we'll encounter irresistance kubo bona laba bantwana. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu uma silifunda lapha ku Proverbs chapter 30 uverse 11 wakhona lithi leli lizwi. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 11, liqhubeka kanje lithi, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Manje siyabona ukuthi zikaNkulunkulu liyasibonisa ukuthi we've got to expect ukuthi noma ngabe sibabonisa labo bantwana siba teacher, we will find other children behlukile and kuabantwana bethu njengoba sibona nendaba ka Eve. U-Eve, why no Abel and no Cain? Kodwa labo bantwana, both of them were bengafani. Omunye ebe nenhliziyo yakhe nomunye nenhliziyo yakhe. Manje uma sibona ke lana izwi likaNkulunkulu elisitshela ukuthi we are as mothers, we are the teachers and the fathers are the instructors, and we owe it to our children ukuthi siba teach ngendlela kaNkulunkulu. Manje siyabona ukuthi at the same time kudingeka ukuthi singabi naive. We've got to understand ukuthi there are those who will resist ama teachings ethu njengoba silibonile labe silifunda khona ku verse 11 ka chapter 30 elithi, there are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers. Manje bakhona abantwana ababakhesayo abazali abangablessa abomama babo. Manje siyakubona lokhu, but the Bible at the same time siyalithola ukuthi linikeza ama consequences kubo bona labo bantwana abayenzayo lento. Ngoba uma silibheka lapho ku verse 17 ngwa the same chapter 30 ka Proverbs lithi leli lizwi lakhona, the eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedient to a mother, will be packed out of the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. Manje siyabona ukuthi sizama ukuthi sibabuyise endleleni. Ngani ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu selishilo ukuthi the eye that mocks a father, that scorns obedience to a mother, will be packed out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. Akekho umzali ongathanda ukubona isimo sesinje. Njengoba nathi namhlanje uma sesibabona abantwana bethu nabanye abantwana bela endleleni bephila ngalendlela, siyaye sikungabi mnandi njengomzali noma umntana ungamzalanga. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, as I said, we owe it to our children. Manje, let us look at the life Ahinomi, who was the king as wife, Usauli. the husband uma simbone yena she was a queen uQueen Ahinomi ngoba ebeshade no King Saul but now we see ukuthi it's not only abantwana abangabanjalo sometimes we can get a resistance even to our partners njengoba sibona naye uAhinoma the wife to Saul ukuthi wayethola iresistance not ebantwaneni bakhe but wayethola iresistance from the husband ngoba uma sifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha yana ku First Samuel ku chapter 20 wakhona siyalifunda ku verse 30 wakhona lithi leli lizwi uSaul ngokwata kwakhe lithi izwi Saul's anger fled up at Jonathan and he said to him, you are the son of a pervert and rebellious woman. Don't I know that you have sided with the son of Jesse to your own shame and to the shame of the mothers who bore you? Manje, siyabona ukuthi manje, umthuka, insulta ngomamake, ukuthi the son of a rebellious woman. Manje, uma sibheka sithola ukuthi, why Saul ebiza umntanakhe ukuthi he's a son of a rebellious woman? It is because he was a husband or exerciser ama power akhe, a dominator nendlela yonke and engumuntu o negative kuyo yonke into. Reason that he called his wife a rebellious woman because he was a decision maker and would not allow his wife, the queen, to have any say ebantwaneni. He was a controlling freak, and we see ukuthi he had an obsessive behavior. Njengoba sifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lapha ku First Samuel ku chapter 18 ku verse 17 to 27 wakhona leyo ncwadi leyo uma sifunda sithola ukuthi lapho uthembisa uDavide ukuthi Davide uma silifunda bangcwele masilifundeni uchapter 18 wakhona we are going to read from verse 10 wakhona lapha verse 17 lithi here is my elder daughter Mirab, I will give her to you in marriage. Only serve me bravely and fight the battles of the Lord. For Saul said to him, I will not raise a hand against him. Let the Philistine do so. But David said to Saul, who am I and what is my family or my father's clan in Israel that you should become the king's son-in-law? So when the time came for Mirab, Saul's daughter, to be given to David, she was given marriage to Adriel of Mahol. Now we see ukuthi wenze njani. Uthembise uDavide ukuthi uma kwenza konke lokhu ngizokunikeza indoda na indodakazi yami ukuthi uyishade. And wafuna izinto azozifuna njengamalobholo. And yet ebengaminishi yonke lento ayikhulumayo ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi uSaul ekugcineni wathatha le ndodakazi uMerabi wayinikeza indoda ekuthiwa uAdriele indodana kaMihola. Why he did that? Usiyakhumbula ukuthi even in the Bible bekulotsholwa. And it means ukuthi indaba kaDavide azange ayithathe serious ngoba vele ebengayiminishi leyo nto. But into ayibhekile is to take the daughter amshadise with a wealthy man ngani ngoba kukhona into ayibhekile manje into efana naleyo sithola ukuthi manje he's a husband ongafuni ukutshelwa unkosikazi ngoba umemtshela unkosikazi uthi she's a rebellious woman and yet he doesn't want to be advised by the wife. Manje leliqhubeka leli lizwi lithi, now Saul's daughter Michal was in love with David, and when they told Saul about it, he was pleased. I will give her to him, he thought, so that she may be a snare to him, so that the hand of the Philistine may be against him. So Saul said to David, now we have a second opportunity to become my son-in-law. Then Saul ordered his attendants, speak to David privately and say, look, the king is pleased with you, and his attendants are all like you. Now become his son-in-law. They repeated these words to David, but David said, do you think it is a small matter to become king's son-in-law? I am only a poor man and little known. When Saul's servant told him what David said, Saul replied, say to David, the king wants another prize for the bride than 100 Philistine foreskins to take revenge on his enemies. Saul's plan was to have David fall by the hands of the Philistine. When the attendants told David these things, he was so pleased to become king's son-in-law. So before the allotted time elapsed, David and his men was out and killed 200 Philistines. He brought their foreskins and presented the full number to the king so that might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter Michal in marriage. When Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that his daughter Michal loved David, Saul became still more afraid of him, and he remained his enemy for the rest of his days. Now we are looking at this Uguti. Njengoba is the city we are owing our children. And at the same time, uNkulunkulu is expecting abantwana bethu ukuthi nabo babe neresponse abayenzayo. Njengoba silifundile izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi nabo ba expecta ukuthi they must be the keepers of their father's command. And just like uJesu Kristu kept the command kaNkulunkulu. And number two, they must not forsake their mother's teaching. Or neglect or abandon their mother's teaching. Mara esikhathini esiningi bangakwenza abantwana lokho kodwa uthole ukuthi now the partner onayo ipartner engazwisisisi kahle njengoba sibona uSaul ukuthi ama motives okwenza konke lokhu, he had wrong motives, and konke lokho ebekwenza ebengakwenzi out of his heart. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje siyabona ukuthi uma ekwenza kulabo bantwana, it means baba ne trauma labo bantwana. It means umama aba azanga bene say yokuthi hayi angithandi ukuthi kube nje, kwagcina kwenzeke uSaul. Now the same chapter esifundayo ukuthi eseke mnikezile uDavid lo Michal. Siyakhumbula ukuthi ekugcineni wamlanda kuDavid, wayomnikeza enye indoda ukuthi uPilti wase Lehash. Manje ebekwenzelani lokhu? Can a father take the daughter ayinikeze for a marriage and acede yena lapho kube uyo ilanda lo ntombazana yakhe esengumfazi omnye umuntu ayinikeze enye indoda? Now ekuseni kwanamhlanje, as I say this morning, we owe our children, we owe our young ones ukuthi sibafundise as mothers, sime nabo ngoba kukhona okuningi abahlangabezana nako la endleleni. Manje it's not only the partner or your husband, but there are mothers namhlanje esibabonayo abanjengo Herodias. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngalo mfazi uHerodias. Uma indodakazi yakhe yenze ifuna ukuthi athole i-advice kumama akhe, manje kwatholakala ukuthi uthola such a woman ongamnikeza i-advice ekahle. As we are going to read kuMatthew chapter 14, we are reading from verse 1. Ithi, at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the reports about Jesus, and he said to the attendants, this John the Baptist, he has risen from the dead. That is why miraculous power awake in him. Now Herod has arrested and bound him and put him in prison because of Herodias, his brother's wife. For John had been saying to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. Herod wanted to kill John, but he was afraid of the people because he considered him a prophet. Now look at this child, this young woman. unala ma parents angene emshadweni ngendlela engafanelekanga. Uma be correcto yizwi likaNkulunkulu inceke kwaNkulunkulu ukuthi awukwazi ukuthi boshade nomfo wabo uphinde manje uyothatha umfo wabo. And le nto instead ukuthi uma aphenduke ugcwala yinzondo ngoba esikhathini esiningi abantu bangakuzonda enithola ukuthi bakuzondela iqiniso ngani ngoba abantu abafuna ukusuka ezintweni zabo manje this was the kind of a mother okhulisa le ntombazana ethe mayise izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi nge birthday Herod this girl, when he danced, it pleased Herod so much that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she asked. And now, prompted by her mother, umama, okay, what? Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. Etshela intombi yakhe ukuthi hambo tshela ubabakho ukuthi mina makakunikeze ikhanda lika John the Baptist. Manje we've got such women namhlanje abangakwazi ukuadvise abantwana babo ngendlela eright. Abayenza izinto zokuthi noma umntana efuna ukwenza kahle but uma enomama ofana nalo izwi likaNkulunkulu elisitshela ngaye sisaqhubeka lapha ku Matthew 14 ku verse 8 lithi prompted by her mother, she said, give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist. The king was distressed, but because of his oath and his dinner guest, he ordered that her request be granted and had John beheaded in prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl who carried it to the mother. John's disciple came and took his body and buried it. Then they went and told Jesus. Now we see ukuthi kwenzakalani. That head yaya kuye ukuthi wenzeni ngayo. Ngenxa yokuthi engafuni ukukhuzwa. And noma umntombi yakhe efuna a good advice kumama ukuthi mama ngingayenza njani yini engamplease ubaba uthi yena yenza kanje efundisa umntwana cabanga lo mntana makasephethe inhloko yomuntu eyiletha kumamake what kind of a woman is that woman manje siyabona ukuthi siphila kuyikhati eyifana nalezi njengoba namhlanje sibona ukuthi now ukukhona no Athalia in the book of Kings chapter 11 verse 1-3 izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ngaye she was a daughter ka Jezebel naye wafunda imikhuba kamamake ngoba izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela lapha ku first kings second kings ku chapter 11 ukuthi manje into ayenza naye ngokwakhe lithi izwi likaNkulunkulu sisafunda bangcwele verse 1 lithi when Athalia the mother of Ahaziah saw that her son was dead she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family but Jehoshab the daughter king of Jeroham and the sister to Ahaziah took Joash, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princesses. Now we can read the story further. Ukuthi wakwenza lokho efuna ukuyohlala as a queen. And wahlala 8 years as a queen of Israel. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje, ngithanda ukuthi sesivala. Ukuthi manje, let us be like the Mary, the mother of Jesus Christ. Elithi kaNkulunkulu. Uma bebuka kuye, ukuthi manje, ebona ukuthi iwayini liphelile emshadweni. Waya endodaneni yakhe eyoyikhuthaza eyoyitshela ukuthi wayini liphelile and izwi likaNkulunkulu malisho lapho sisafunde uJohn chapter 2 verse 3 no verse 5 lithi leli lizwi when the wine was gone Jesus mother said to him they have no wine ku verse 5 lithi his mother said to the servants do what he tells you to do. And siyabona ke ukuthi umama okhuthaze umntwana kwi calling yakhe umama okhuthaze umntwana wakhe kwi potential anayo yokuthi angakwazi ukusiza uma isimo sibucayi manje ekseni kwanamhlanje we need the mothers like that ngoba lamazi awashilo ukuthi make khuluma ukuthi do what he tells you to do lamazi naye akawakhulumanga nje but wathathe ku Genesis chapter 41 verse 55 izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasitshela ukuthi manje uPotifa watshela abantu ngoJosefa wathi do what he tells you to do uma uPotifa ethatha uJosefa embeke endaweni etshela abantu baseGibhitha ukuthi mabenze lento uJosefa azobatshela yona ukuthi bayenze manje umama o scriptural base umama advisor ngendlela right and we see even indaba ka Lamuele umama uLamuele lapha kwi Proverbs chapter 9 Proverbs chapter 31 when we read verse 1 to 9 lifundeka kanje leli lizwi 31 verse 1 to 9 umama lo advice umntana wakhe ngendlela ethembekile. Lithi the saying of King Lamuel an oracle his mother taught him. Oh my son of my womb, oh my son of my vows, do not spend your strength on women, your vigor on those who rule the kings. Uyala a king, umntana wakhe ungena kwi kingship, ungena etronini, uyalwa ngumama. Lithi leli lizwi uthi kuye, it is not for kings, O Lamuel, nor for the kings to drink wine, not for the rulers to crave beer, lest they drink and forget what the Lord decrees, and deprive all the oppressed of their rights. Give beer to those who are perishing, wine to those who are in anguish. Let them drink and forget their poverty and remember their misery no more. Speak up for those who cannot speak to themselves, for the rights of all who are the destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the needy. This is the kind of the mothers that we need to be to copy. Abo mama abangafani no Herodias. Abo mama abakwazi ukuthi baliyale amadodana abo, bayale intombi zabo ngendlela efanelekile. May God richly bless us this morning in the mighty name of Jesus of Nazareth. Amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.